Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Hey, everyone. Today's episode is called How to Plan an Academic Sabbatical. So if you're just starting to think about your sabbatical and you're feeling confused or overwhelmed about how to plan it, this is going to be a really helpful episode. I'm going to outline three concrete steps you can take to get started planning your sabbatical. And these steps apply regardless of the length of your sabbatical or whether you plan to take your sabbatical at home or away or a combination of the two. So whether you've already gotten your sabbatical approved or you're just starting to work on your sabbatical application, these steps are going to help you start getting really clear about your priorities for sabbatical. One of the things I want to point out before I tell you more about how to plan your sabbatical is that I take a different starting point than most. And I've found in my work with clients that it really works when you do it this way. Most faculty start planning their sabbaticals by looking at their sabbatical application, which is basically a laundry list of tasks and projects they'd like to accomplish, and which is really all about how the institution will benefit from your sabbatical. In my programs, I ask my clients to start by thinking about what they, not their institution, want to get out of their sabbatical. While some of their goals may be professional, most of us have lives and identities outside our academic work, and people often have personal goals for their sabbatical as well. By stepping away from the sabbatical application and asking different questions about the sabbatical, we make room for personal priorities and goals to rise to the top. I'll say more about that later, but for now, let's start talking about those three steps to planning your academic sabbatical. The first step is to explore possibilities and get inspired. This step is actually not about your sabbatical, but about learning about other sabbaticals so you can get new ideas and inspiration for your own. How can you do this? Well, you can reach out to colleagues or friends who have taken sabbaticals and ask them about their experience. You can ask them questions like, what did they do? How did they decide to do that? What was the day-to-day like for them during sabbatical? What went well? What would they do differently next time? What advice do they have about planning or being on sabbatical? Those are just a few of the questions you might want to ask during these conversations. I would encourage you while you're having these conversations to take some notes and then afterwards spend a little time reflecting on what stood out to you from the conversation and what new insight about your own sabbatical the conversation sparked. If you don't have sabbaticals, you can ask, or if you're in a bit of a rush to create your plan, you can also check out my podcast, Sabbatical 101. I have quite a few episodes where I interview academics about their previous or upcoming sabbaticals, and you can gain so much insight by listening to these. As I said before, just make sure you take some notes and spend a little time reflecting on new ideas that pop up as you listen to these episodes. As you're hearing more about others' experiences, I really encourage you to keep an open mind. Everyone's sabbatical is going to have its own constraints, but you're going to learn so much more from these conversations or listening to these podcast episodes if you can try to bracket your assumptions about your sabbatical and really keep an open mind. Maybe you'd really like to relocate during your sabbatical, but you can't. Instead of discounting any stories about sabbaticals away from home, maybe you can listen to those stories for ideas about how to inject short trips into your sabbatical so you can get some of the time away that you long for. So after you've done that, the second step in planning your sabbatical, and I would argue the most important, is to identify your sabbatical purpose and priorities. The reason this step is so important is because so many academics approach their sabbatical thinking that it must look a certain way or that how they should spend their time on sabbatical is somehow a foregone conclusion. We often think about our sabbaticals as kind of the next logical step in our career.
But there are so many ways to take a sabbatical, and it's so important that you identify the sabbatical that's right for you. When it comes to identifying the purpose of your sabbatical, it's easy to assume that a research or publishing goal has to define your sabbatical. These are definitely important goals, but the purpose of your sabbatical can go far beyond a research goal, and I hope that it will. The purpose of your sabbatical may be to overcome your burnout, or to be more present with people you care about, or to discern the next step in your career, or spend more time doing the thing that got you into academia in the first place. The possibilities are endless, and the exciting thing about sabbatical is that you're the one who gets to decide what your purpose will be. So, here's how you can identify your sabbatical purpose and priorities. I'm going to list several prompts, and I want you to think about these prompts and then write down your responses. So first, I want you to picture yourself on sabbatical. You might even close your eyes as you do this. What does it feel like? What are you doing? Jot down words, phrases, and images that come to mind when you think about your sabbatical. If it's helpful, draw a picture or create a vision board that captures the mood or feeling of your sabbatical. What kinds of experiences do you hope to have during your sabbatical? Try to keep these relatively broad, like, I want to learn something new, or I want to have an adventure. Again, write down your responses, and if it helps, you might draw a picture or look for inspiration online. Who else is involved in or affected by your sabbatical? What do you hope for these relationships during your sabbatical? What do you want to be different about your daily or weekly rhythm during sabbatical? Where, geographically, would you like your sabbatical to happen? Think of as many ideas as you can. I know that not everyone can or wants to sabbatical away from home, but for now, think about your ideal location, regardless of feasibility, and why this would be your ideal location. What is it about that version of sabbatical that excites you or makes you feel rested or helps you feel energized? Now I want you to picture yourself at the end of your sabbatical. So I want you to think about, what do you feel like at the end of your sabbatical? How is that different from how you feel now? What will you tell others about your sabbatical? Complete this sentence. I will know my sabbatical was a success because. So after you've written down your responses to these questions, let these ideas percolate for a day or two. And as you think more about your sabbatical, add any new ideas that come up. Then I want you to read through your reflections and notice what stands out. Think about these questions and jot down your responses and any other ideas that come up. So first, as you look at what you wrote down, are there any patterns you notice? What are they? Based on what you wrote, is there a particular mood or vibe that you desire for your sabbatical? If so, how would you describe it? Is there something about your current experience that you're hoping will change during your sabbatical? Explain what that is. Based on your responses, if you had to distill 3 to 5 priorities for your sabbatical, what would you list? Write them down. Now, based on your responses to all of these questions, complete this sentence. The purpose of my sabbatical is. I know that was a lot, and I don't think you'll actually complete that reflection in the amount of time that I've given you in this episode. So, of course, feel free to pause and go back to the different prompts so that you can wrap your head around them and spend some time really thinking about them and reflecting on them. But I'm hoping that after you do this exercise, you have a lot more clarity about what you want to get out of your sabbatical. And I find when I work with my clients, we do this activity or this exercise in week 2, and it changes so much. People who were unsure about what they wanted to do for their sabbatical get so much clarity. People who were feeling bummed out because they felt like they couldn't have the sabbatical they wanted get a different and fresh perspective on their sabbatical, and they start getting excited about it. So I hope the same is true for you. Now, the third step in the process of planning your sabbatical is to write down your goals. I want you to make a list of all the personal and professional goals you have for sabbatical. In this first draft, I want you to be as expansive as possible. Don't leave anything out or question whether your goals are realistic. After you've created your list, I want you to go back and look at the purpose and priorities you identified for your sabbatical. Then I want you to look at the goals that you just wrote down. Are the goals you identified aligned with your sabbatical purpose and priorities? Let me give you an example of this. One of the priorities I had for my sabbatical was that I wanted to finish projects and not start new ones. So my goals were to really wrap a few things up. If I had written on my list of goals, start a new qualitative study about teachers' perspectives on play-based learning in Tanzania, and I looked back at my priorities, I might say, wait a minute, that doesn't align with my priorities. I wanted to finish projects and not start new ones. So even though I had that goal, it's something that I eventually want to do. I have to ask myself whether sabbatical is the right time for this. So what I want you to do is any goals that don't seem aligned with your purpose and priorities, I'd like you to flag those and ask yourself whether those are goals you should continue to pursue during your sabbatical. This can be really challenging because if you're a successful academic, you probably want to do more and more. And I'm sure you have so many great ideas for the projects you could work on during your sabbatical. But I want to make the argument that part of having a sabbatical that leaves you rested and ready for what's next in your career is having really clear boundaries around the work that you'll pursue during your sabbatical and being really choosy about what you decide, how you decide to spend your energy during this time away. So if you have projects or goals that don't align with your sabbatical purpose and priorities, I'd urge you to consider whether you can take them off of your list. Perhaps there are projects you need to move away from because they no longer serve you or align with your current priorities. In my case, I realized there were a bunch of projects that I got pulled into because I'm kind of a people pleaser and I felt like as a pre-tenure faculty member, I couldn't say no. But those projects weren't things that I really was excited about anymore or even interested in. So as I was planning for my sabbatical, I began a process of slowly extracting myself from the things that I just didn't want to engage in anymore. Again, I know this is complicated, but I also want to remind you that you have limited time and energy in each day. And so every minute you're spending on something that is not energizing and exciting to you or aligned with your priorities is a minute that you're not working on something that is. There might also be things you realize you just need to put on hold during sabbatical and come back to later, and that's perfectly fine too. Now, the last thing you need to do, and maybe this is the hardest thing, is to look at your list of goals and to evaluate whether they're realistic. This is so hard because, again, chances are if you've earned a sabbatical, you are really motivated and productive. I would encourage you to start with your personal goals because, first of all, those are the most important goals from my perspective. And also, they might be easier than work-related goals to really evaluate and understand whether you're being realistic. So here's how I go through this process. And this is just one way that you can evaluate your goals. You might have other methods for doing this, but here's what I suggest. So first, I'd like you to print out a calendar page for each month of your sabbatical. If you can print it out, I find that having a hard copy in front of me really helps me kind of see the time. It just makes it more concrete. So you can find templates in Word or on Canva. So print out those pages. And then I want you to block out any travel, vacations, or commitments you already know about for your sabbatical. So in other words, you're going to block off the time that you know you won't be working. Then I want you to pencil in your personal goals. So maybe one of your goals is to exercise more regularly. And maybe you made that specific. You want to exercise 3 days a week. So write that in your calendar. When is that going to happen? Is it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for an hour in the morning? Block that off. Or maybe you enrolled in a pottery class. Just an example of something I did on my sabbatical. So that's happening every week for 2 hours for 6 weeks. Mark those times off. You may have decided that you wanted to take 1 day a week completely off. Put that on your calendar. Once you have all your personal goals and commitments on your calendar, start adding your professional goals. You're going to need to first break these goals or projects down into tasks. So if you have a goal of writing and submitting a journal article, you'll need to block off time for analyzing data, writing each section of the article, formatting, proofreading, etc. As you do this, you may start to realize that you don't have enough time for all you plan to do. This is when you need to triage your goals. Look back at your list and ask yourself what you can leave behind or pause until after sabbatical. Again, I know this is really hard, but trust me, it's going to feel much better to have a smaller, more realistic set of goals and actually accomplish them than it will to have a long list you know you'll never get to. The latter is a recipe for stress and regret. And why do that to yourself during sabbatical? I also want to caution you in this phase not to kind of lie to yourself about how long things will take. Now, I know that many of us have a really hard time estimating how long it'll take to write a lit review or how long it'll take to format a journal article. I totally understand that, but whatever you do, leave yourself a little more time than you think you'll need. I want to say again that, you know, you're a successful and productive academic, and if you weren't, you wouldn't have earned a sabbatical. So as you pare down your list of goals, remember that you'll be better off in the long run if you do less on sabbatical, but come out of your sabbatical feeling rested and having overcome your burnout, and hopefully having done some things that make you feel like, you know, you're a person outside of academia, maybe pursuing a new hobby, or, you know, getting into reading fiction again, whatever it is for you. Your sabbatical won't serve you if it keeps you stuck on that hamster wheel of constant work and overwhelm. Also, I can almost guarantee that if you build in time for rest and recovery during sabbatical, and if you try to lower your expectations just a little bit for how much work you'll get done, you'll probably accomplish much more on sabbatical than you thought you could. This was definitely my experience, and it's counterintuitive, but I experienced so much more growth, productivity, and learning on my sabbatical than I could have ever expected. And I attribute that to the fact that I was really intentional about slowing down during my sabbatical. I hope you found these sabbatical planning steps helpful. I'd love to hear what you thought of this episode, so please leave a comment or review or send me a quick email to let me know if it helped you. And if you found this helpful, but you feel like you could use a bit more guidance and support on planning your sabbatical, then I'd love for you to schedule a call for me so I can hear more about your situation and tell you about the programs I offer to support faculty with planning their life-changing sabbatical. I'll put a link to schedule a call and to the other resources I mentioned in this episode in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening and have a great week.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.